This is the 2009 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test B. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. After I've finished reading them, there will be time for you to ask any questions you might have. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start by reading a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. The recording will now be stopped so that you can ask any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Double the number on your answer sheet. Double the number on your answer sheet. Now put down your pen or pencil. Now we are ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Look at the units of length on your answer sheet. Put a ring round the one that is best used for the distance between two towns. Look at the units of length on your answer sheet. Put a ring round the one that is best used for the distance between two towns. Question 2. Look at the expression. Write it as simply as possible. Look at the expression. Write it as simply as possible. Question 3. Write the number that is 3 less than 6,000. Write the number that is 3 less than 6,000. Question 4. Multiply 7.8 by 2. Multiply 7.8 by 2. Question 5. What number is 3 cubed? What number is 3 cubed? Question 6. The probability that I will have toast for breakfast is 0.3. What is the probability that I will not have toast for breakfast? The probability that I will have toast for breakfast is 0.3. What is the probability that I will not have toast for breakfast? Question 7. Write 0.09 as a fraction. Write 0.09 as a fraction. Question 8. Multiply minus 6 by minus 8. Multiply minus 6 by minus 8. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 9. A carton of orange drink costs 25 pence. How many cartons can I buy for £2.50? A carton of orange drink costs 25 pence. How many cartons can I buy for £2.50? Question 10. I was delayed in traffic from 5:45 to 6:20 one evening. For how many minutes was I delayed? I was delayed in traffic from 5:45 to 6:20 one evening. For how many minutes was I delayed? Question 11. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Add them. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Add them. Question 12. Pupils in a class were asked if they would prefer an apple or a banana. The pictogram shows the results. How many pupils were in the class? Pupils in a class were asked if they would prefer an apple or a banana. The pictogram shows the results. How many pupils were in the class? Question 13. At 10 p.m., the temperature was 8 degrees Celsius. By midnight, the temperature had dropped by 10 degrees. What was the temperature at midnight? At 10 p.m., the temperature was 8 degrees Celsius. By midnight, the temperature had dropped by 10 degrees. What was the temperature at midnight? Question 14. Look at the rectangle drawn on a square grid. What percentage of the rectangle is shaded? Look at the rectangle drawn on a square grid. What percentage of the rectangle is shaded? Question 15. Put a cross on the grid to show the point with coordinates minus 2, 1. Put a cross on the grid to show the point with coordinates minus 2, 1. Now, turn over your answer sheet. Question 16. A teacher asked pupils in a class, "Do you have a pet?" The percentage bar chart shows the results. Estimate the percentage of pupils who said no. A teacher asked pupils in a class, "Do you have a pet?" The percentage bar chart shows the results. Estimate the percentage of pupils who said no. Question 17. A regular pentagon has a side length of 4 centimeters. What is its perimeter? A regular pentagon has a side length of 4 centimeters. What is its perimeter? Question 18. Look at the isosceles triangle. What is the size of angle X? Look at the isosceles triangle. What is the size of angle X? Question 19. On a sponsored walk, I walked 4 miles in each hour. How long did it take me to walk 18 miles? On a sponsored walk, I walked 4 miles in each hour. How long did it take me to walk 18 miles? Question 20. The prices of meals in a canteen are increased by 5%. What is the new price if the old price was £2? The prices of meals in a canteen are increased by 5%. What is the new price if the old price was £2? Question 21. Look at the equation. What is the value of x when y is 20? Look at the equation. What is the value of x when y is 20? Question 22. A rectangular photograph measures 8 centimeters by 10 centimeters. I enlarge the photograph so that the shorter side is 12 centimeters. What is the length of the longer side? A rectangular photograph measures 8 centimeters by 10 centimeters. I enlarge the photograph so that the shorter side is 12 centimeters. What is the length of the longer side? Question 23. Look at the expression. Multiply out the brackets. Look at the expression. Multiply out the brackets. For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 24. I am thinking of 2 numbers that add to 12. One number is 2 more than the other. What are my 2 numbers? I am thinking of 2 numbers that add to 12. One number is 2 more than the other. What are my 2 numbers? Question 25. The scale of a map is 1 centimetre to 2 kilometres. On the map, two places are 7.5 centimeters apart. What is the actual distance between the two places? The scale of a map is 1 centimeter to 2 kilometers. On the map, two places are 7.5 centimeters apart. What is the actual distance between the two places? Question 26. 100 pupils study French, German, or both languages. 65 pupils study French and 83 pupils study German. How many study both languages? 100 pupils study French, German, or both languages. 65 pupils study French and 83 pupils study German. How many study both languages? Question 27. Look at the expression. When B is 7, work out the value of the expression. Look at the expression. When B is 7, work out the value of the expression. Question 28. The table shows the number of children in 10 families. How many children are there altogether? The table shows the number of children in 10 families. How many children are there altogether? Question 29. The angles in a triangle are in the ratio 2 to 3 to 4. What are the sizes of the three angles? The angles in a triangle are in the ratio 2 to 3 to 4. What are the sizes of the three angles? Question 30. The diagram shows a right-angled triangle. Which value under the triangle shows the length of the hypotenuse? Put a ring round the correct value. The diagram shows a right-angled triangle. Which value under the triangle shows the length of the hypotenuse? Put a ring round the correct value. Put your pens down. The test is finished.